One of the greatest questions that a Christian faces in their daily walk with Christ can be this: how do I pray? It's a question that I've had to personally struggle with over the years. How do I pray? How do I know I am praying? What is prayer in the first place? Sometimes we can spend years praying but not know what praying is. But as I reflect on my prayer experiences, I do remember the sweet moments of prayer. The type of prayer where we are truly nourished by the Word of God, where we can go back again and again to really discover the treasures of the Scriptures. See, the topic of prayer is pertinent to our gospel today because Jesus says that he has come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. What type of fulfillment does he want to bring about? Indeed, he has come to fulfill the prophecies by coming as the promised Messiah and coming as the new Lamb of God. But he wants to fulfill so much more. Yes, he came to fulfill, bring about the external fulfillment of prophecies, but he also wanted more deeply the internal fulfillment of the law in our hearts. He didn't just want to be the promised Messiah of the Scriptures, but he also wanted to be the long-desired Messiah of our hearts. And so the prophet Jeremiah will say this: "And no longer shall each man teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord." So the prophet Jeremiah is prophesizing a future time when everyone will truly know the Lord from the depths of their heart. And the best way to know the Lord personally is through Lectio Divina, which is called divine reading. And this is what St. Jerome says: ignorance of Scriptures is ignorance of Christ. So the Scriptures are a privileged way of encountering and knowing our Lord. And so I just want to break down a simple four-step method that has really helped me with my prayer. And so the four steps are this: Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, and Contemplatio. Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, and Contemplatio. Basically, Lectio means reading. It's not just any type of reading, but it's really slow reading of the Scriptures. I kind of think of it like this. It's kind of like a metal detector scans the ground for like a small signal, so too our hearts are slowly scanning the Scriptures for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Something moving your heart. An interesting phrase or idea or a memory is recalled. This is a cue for us to stop and then move on to the next step, which is meditatio. And you might have to read the passage over and over again to really hear the subtle inspiration of the Spirit. And so the next step, meditatio, is meditation. We go from reading to meditation. It's that reflection on that word, that phrase that caught our attention. Asking more questions, pondering more deeply, and actively engaging with the text. However, the next two steps are the most crucial ones. Oratio refers to prayer. This is critical because if all we do is remain in meditatio, which is very good, we're just doing theological reflection, and it's not exactly prayer. Prayer is essentially entering into that relationship. See, when we do meditatio, it involves more third-person language. Jesus is doing this, I think that, or that's interesting. Whereas oratio involves more second-person language. Jesus, what do you think about this? Why did you do that? What does this mean for us, for me? And so meditatio can be a little bit impersonal, but oratio involves dialogue. And finally, contemplatio. Contemplatio refers to contemplation. And it's simply this: opening your heart to receive. Oratio is critical because it engages us in that relationship in an active way. But contemplatio allows us to engage not in a passive, but in a receptive way. This can be done by savoring the insights from the oratio, the thoughts that have come, or simply by just remaining in loving silence. And so Guigo, who is a Carthusian monk who kind of formalized this process of praying, he says this: seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened for you. That means also seek through reading and you will find holy meditation in your thinking, and knock through praying and the doors shall be opened to you to enter through heavenly contemplation. Feel what you desire. Reading puts, as it were, whole the food into your mouth. Meditation chews it and breaks it down. Prayer finds its savor. Contemplation is the sweetness that so delights and strengthens. Therefore, today, I invite you to try out this method of prayer, this method of lectio, meditatio, oratio, and contemplatio, so that Jesus' fulfillment of the law and the prophets does not remain merely external and foreign to you, but deeply personal and real, that we can all experience what the prophet Jeremiah wrote. No longer shall each man teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, and the least of them the greatest, says Jeremiah.